Right now, we are going to have a conversation with Sarah Blung from Yarmouth Recreation. We're going to talk about a couple of different things, actually, but the main one is the Community Challenge, which is happening as part of Participaction. We'll explain all about that in just a moment. First off, Sarah, thanks a lot for talking to us.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about this Participaction Community Challenge, which is going on. It's a month long. This is the second year that they've done it. It's a lot of fun. And considering how many people are doing things like the Yarmouth to Yarmouth walk, I would think that we would be right up there as far as standings go.
I would think the same thing. So I'm going to encourage, again, everybody who's taken part in Walk Fundy and Yarmouth to Yarmouth and anybody who lives within any area across the province who's listening to go to the participaction.com website, download the app on your phone. That's all you have to do. Once you put in your postal code, it puts you in your community. So it's not a touch base for your rec departments. We're just here to help support. And the grand prize is $100,000 that gets to go to your community for betterment of your parks and rec facilities. So right now we're standing in eight. We have Argyle and Barrington both beating us, and Halifax is in the number one spot. So we really need to pick it up and get people to download this app on their phone.
And it's as simple as that, isn't it? I've had the app for a long time now and kind of enjoy it because it's very motivating. There's lots of interesting little articles on it, and it keeps track of your activity.
And you get prizes. I've already won a $10 Amazon gift card. So every month they do draws for prizes for your activity minute outside of the challenge as well.
So it's as simple as going to whatever app store you use, be it an Android or an iPhone, and getting that app and then just linking it to whatever it is that keeps track of your steps or activity, right?
Yeah, the only issue I've had, I have a Samsung watch, so it doesn't work with my Samsung watch, unfortunately. So most people with Samsungs have Google already on their phone. So if you go in and you put in your Google store, the Google Fit app, and you put that on your phone, as long as you have your phone on you, that will sync your steps for you. And you can also take your number from your watch or your fitness tracker and just input that into the Google Fit if it doesn't sync, and it will sync that number to the Participaction Challenge.
Now, I remember Participaction from way back in the day. I'm probably a couple of years older than you are, but I remember the ads that they used to do and that kind of thing. And they were a lot of fun. And Participaction has been very active over the last couple of years through this app. So whether the Community Challenge is happening or not, the app's kind of fun.
It is. And there's a lot of different challenges. You can create teams. You can just compete with people within your own communities as well. There was talk of making larger group sizes so that municipalities could pair off against each other, but I haven't seen that come out yet. So I think they're launching for this month just the Participaction Community Better Challenge. But I'm hoping after what I've heard coming from them, speaking directly to the Participaction team, that we'll be able to challenge Barrington or Argyle going forward.
That would be really exciting. A lot of fun. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about Yarmouth to Yarmouth. That thing is flying like crazy. As a matter of fact, I have a plan. I plan to be done sometime in September. There are people who are finished now.
There are many people that are finished now. Yeah, every week I my mouth drops when I see the numbers come in because we're mostly per month for submissions that I'm getting, per week, we're hitting over 10 million to 15 million steps.
That is absolutely crazy. So people certainly grabbed onto it. And you even have people from the other side, from Yarmouth, Maine, who are doing the walk.
I do. We have about a handful from Yarmouth, Maine. I've also had people from the city who have contacted me directly to ask if they could join our challenge because the city is not doing something that is the same. So I still have people every day in our Facebook group when I log in. I think we're up to 350 people that are participating and walking and watching the challenge as it's going. So it's a very active, engaging program for anybody who's in there. We try to keep it fun and light and encourage as much conversation and encouragement to other people in the program and the Facebook group as well to keep everyone motivated.
Yeah, no question about it. Now, June, also Recreation and Parks Month. What do you have going on? Anything too much?
Right now, we're trying to get our day camps up and running, so we're working with our restrictions and we're doing our hiring. So once we get our coordinators starting and hired, we should be able to have some pop-up programming happen, we're hoping towards the end of the month, all depending on restrictions and changes with COVID. But that's our plan for right now, and then we will be releasing more information for our day camps and our summer plans towards the end of next week.
Yeah, it's kind of tough because these days you just have to wait and see how things open up for sure. But it's good that you're ready. And if people want to keep track, probably the easiest way to do it is just be part of your Facebook page, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have everything on there. And most of our promotions come right out on our Facebook page for Yarmouth Rec. So if you're not following us, give us a follow. When we start doing our pop-up programming, we're going to be posting it on there. So we're thinking it might not be a registration. It might just be drop-in. So if you're following us on our Facebook page, you'll be one of the first people to see. And hopefully we'll be able to have a great summer with higher numbers this year.
Excellent. Sarah, thank you so much for talking to us. And we'll talk again soon, right?
Yeah, sounds good.
Absolutely. That's Sarah LeBlanc over from Yarmouth Recreation, and we're talking about the Participation Community Challenge and a whole lot of other things that are going on with Yarmouth Rec. By all means, check out the Yarmouth Recreation Facebook page and their website as well.